morning. This is Animal Voices. It's Friday, December 26, 2014. My name's Alyssa. I'm here in studio with Amir.
Hey, how's it going?
And that's pretty much the only time we can ever say good morning, because we usually start at noon. And today, we have 2 whole hours, and we have a really special show planned. It's all music. And I have had so much fun finding these songs. And I really hope you stick with us for the full 2 hours. We're going to take you on a really fun and diverse journey. Let's start it off with Chicken Payback by The Bees. Lisa, for that awesome suggestion. I was active on the Vancouver Vegans page on Facebook. Not sure if you're aware of that. There's like, I think, 1,200 vegans on there talking about all kinds of stuff, and people there were really helpful in suggesting great songs. And so today, of course, we're usually a talk show, but we're going to take you on a musical journey. We cover various moods, sentiments, genres, and tempos. And yeah, we'd really like you to stick with us throughout. You might hear something you don't totally enjoy, but it's quite diverse. We'll keep mixing it up, and almost everything we play today has a pretty serious message about the state of the world, and specifically our fraught relationship between humans and other animals. I also put a call out to a few local activist leaders that I know, people who are really amazing advocates for non-human animals, and I asked them what music fuels them. and I got some really great responses. And I hope that through that we can get a sense of those leaders and hear what music they listen to that inspires them to take such action for animals and really dedicate their lives. So it's not all animal related, but it's all related to the bigger fight and to living your beliefs and values, taking risks and stepping out. So one of the first people that most people think of when they think of vegan music artists is none other than Moby. I found a song I hadn't heard before from his album Innocence called Almost Home. And he did a beautiful video about that, about the importance of adopting cats and dogs from shelters and not buying them. The video was at a shelter, and he held signs up with the lyrics beside these beautiful dogs and cats who needed a home. And then at the end of the video, it showed which dogs in the video were adopted, and it was like, it's just really, really sweet. So this song is called Almost Home.
Please don't close your eyes. don't know where to look without them. Outside the cars speed by. I never heard them until now. I know you care. I know it has always been there. But there is trouble ahead, I can feel it. You are just saving yourself when you hide it. Yeah, I know you care. I see it in the way you stare. As if there was trouble ahead and you knew it. I'll be saving myself from the ruin. And I know you care. I used to run downstairs to the door and I thought you were there. To shape to the comfort of us. Two lovers locked out of love. Oh, but I know you care. I know it has always been there. But there is trouble ahead, I can feel it. You are just saving yourself when you hide it. Yeah, I know you care. I see it in the way that you stare. As if there was trouble ahead and you knew it. I will be saving myself from the ruin. I know it wasn't always wrong. But I've never known a winter so cold. Now I don't want my hands in a coat. But I still hope. Cause this is how things ought to have been. And I know the worst of it wasn't all that it seemed. Why can't I dream? Why can't I dream? Cause I know you care. And I know you care. I know you care. I know it's always been there.
Oh, wasn't that lovely? That was a song by Ellie Goulding called I Know You Care. Another great suggestion from Lisa. And thank you so much. And Ellie Goulding, I don't know if she's an ethical vegan, but I know that she practices a plant-based diet. And I watched a couple videos of her talking about all the benefits of that. So the song isn't specifically about, our non-human companions. But yeah, I can definitely feel that it resonates. Yeah, and now we are going to share Confessions by Lila Rose. Musician Lila Rose was born and raised in Toronto, but now she calls San Francisco home. Her bio tells me she's a spiritual soul who works to make the world around her a better place, both in what she says and what she does. Besides her spiritual commitment, Lila is a strong advocate for LGBTQ issues, animal rights, and environmental issues, and she's an ethical vegan. Her new full-length album, We Animals, will be released this coming spring. I heard about it about a year ago, and I've been waiting, and it's not quite here yet. Hopefully we can maybe interview her on the show, because I'm just so excited. It's a concept album that delves into different perspectives of the state of our world and the interconnectedness of all life. This song, Confessions, is a call to action, lovingly prodding us to take a look. What have we done? What can we do to clean this mess up?
I'm calling. No, you hear me. So I'm pleading. Please forgive. Oh,
Bush Mother Stands for Comfort. That's a favorite of Agnes, a feminist activist I know with a group called Animal Rights Cambridge. It's one of the longest standing animal rights groups in the UK. Much respect to Agnes and those activists. I wanted to share a quick little thing from Kate Bush. I don't think she was vegan, so she didn't fully make the connection, but here she talks about how she stopped eating meat. She said, "Ever since I've been quite young, I've always felt, not bad, but a bit guilty about eating meat because the fact that the animals are killed, and in a lot of cases, it's very unnecessary. And one day, I just had this feeling and tried to eat a bit of meat, and I realized it was so raw that I just identified immediately with the fact that it was an animal. That thing was alive, and it had to be killed for me to eat it. And I thought, no, I'm not into this. I didn't have a clue. I had no idea what I could eat. All I knew was that people didn't eat meat or fish. And I used to eat a lot of chocolate, so I lived the next week off chocolate and tea." That's pretty cute. I think her song, Mother Stands for Comfort, kind of evokes thoughts of the dairy industry for me, or the egg industry. It's not right there in the lyrics, but when I think of, you know, mothers suffering, and I think of dairy and eggs. Now we are going to hear, this one is a suggestion from a local activist named Darren. He works on unceded Coast Salish territories, working mostly on animal liberation with DXE and Vancouver Animal Defense League and Liberation BC. Extremely active and dedicated human, and a big inspiration to me. And the song he chooses is Disparate Youth by Santi Gold. He says he really likes the attitude in the entire song, everything from the lyrics to the composition. For him, it speaks to a growing consciousness among many different people in the younger generations of a need to liberate ourselves from oppressive traditions and institutions.
We
think of Disparate Youth, a recommendation from super activist Darren. And next up, we have Humankind by a local band, The Living. This is a Vancouver-based vegan-fronted band that just released a new video for this song, Humankind. Elise, the stunning and super talented violin player, is a friend of Animal Voices, and she's helped out with us over the last few months. Be sure to check out the awesome video for the song. You can find it at theliving.ca. And now we're going to hear Murderers, a song by The Rebel Spell. But this is an anti-vivisection song, super powerful. It was requested by Sue from the Wildlife Defense League. They just did an awesome campaign out in the field trying to protect bears from trophy hunting on the west coast here of what is known as BC. And they have some really powerful video footage from that campaign. Check out the Wildlife Defense League. Sue is also a really strong advocate for prison abolition, and this is one of those, one of those outstanding activists that I really wanted to hear. Like, what music fuels this person? Some lyrics from Murderers. Justify your cruelest day. They're not like us. They're small, you see. Burn their eyes, remove their skin, open their heads to see what ticks. Swim till exhaustion takes you down. This is somehow relevant. Tell me how. I would give back the medicine if that's what it actually meant. Cut your own heart. That's where the sickness is. It won't hurt you at all. You don't feel anything. Rebel Spell is actually playing on New Year's Eve at the Wise Hall with Invasives. It's a 19-plus event, and tickets are 20 to 25 at the door with a free glass of champagne at midnight. So it's a 19-plus event.
Let's stop this talk of privilege, cause the songs that we sing are as much a product of our privilege as the clothes on my back or the phone call I made to my mom last night. And let's stop this talk of action, cause action comes easy. It's the moments just before that are hard, when I've gotta get my voice and my fist on the same page as my heart. As my heart. Let's stop this talk of them, because the things we find deplorable and politicians, CEOs, and cops are the same things that'll tear ourselves apart.
let's stop this talk of words, because words like dishonesty, selfishness, and laziness, and greed aren't as distant to us as we'd like to believe, to believe. So please, the next time you're smashing the stage, don't go breaking my heart. But I know that when you pick up the pieces, the only thing left will be the same empty rubble that's made up every revolution that I've ever known to make me believe and lose faith in humanity, and the same empty breath of hot air. And they say that the beauty's in the streets, but when I look around, it seems more like defeat. The same as that which we oppose. So please, the next time you're smashing the stage, don't go breaking my heart. But I know that we can pick up the pieces and build something new, something different. That's not like every revolution that I've ever known that can make me believe in, have faith in humanity, and we'll all be the breath of fresh air.
Gotta get my voice and my fist on the same page as my heart. Next time you're smashing the state, don't go breaking my heart. So cute. That's a band called Defiance Ohio. The song is called I Don't Want Solidarity If It Means Holding Hands With You. So awesome. That song is from another amazing, outstanding activist named Almira on unceded Coast Salish territories, otherwise known as Vancouver. She is active with DXC and Liberation BC. And this is what she said about seeing that band play live. It was just some dank basement with a bunch of people just moshing and rocking out. And she says this was one of the first political bands she's listened to. And yeah, I just love that one. So we're going to continue with this theme of activists and what fuels them. And this song, you can probably, this one is The Ghost of Tom Joad by Bruce Springsteen. Yep, you know it. It's Marley from Vancouver Animal Defense League. She's a huge fan of Bruce Springsteen, and the song is just obviously really haunting and meaningful, and it's not directly related to the struggle for non-human animals, but it's just the greater struggle.
Choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under a bridge. Shadow line stretching down the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in the cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway's alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a buddy and takes a drink, waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass, you got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand, sleeping on a pillar of solid rock.
living in the city, Ecuador. Well, the highway's alive at night. The way it's hit, everybody knows. Sitting down here in the campfire line, waiting on the ghost of Tom.
You're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so f***ing crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
So that was Working Class Hero by John Lennon, of course. That one was suggested by Jordan Reichert. He is otherwise known as the Critical Cat, based on Victoria, on Vancouver Island, and he does a lot of really great activism. I think he organized just this past season, like a holiday feast called Vegmas. That was pretty cool. And he does like interviews and media. He has a really great YouTube channel. And he's involved in kind of some kind of direct action disruption activities. And I just think he's really an outstanding advocate. And he said about the song Working Class Hero, "Our society is in a constant state of apathy towards almost every social justice movement. We leave it up to politicians, activists, and others in positions of power to do what we think needs to be done instead of holding ourselves accountable with the potential for change. Lennon's honesty about this languishing state we can so easily find ourselves in, and the need for the common person to rise up, was and remains profound." Now we're going to hear a song that was suggested by Marina. She is a non-human advocate with the Small Animal Rescue Society. And she's also a really amazing artist. She does portraits of bunnies. And so does her 6-year-old daughter. So awesome. And they do that for fundraising to take care of, rescue small animals. Marina Hebert, I think. And we'll link on our website. This is a song called Mercy, Mercy by Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from men? Can't you stand? We'll be right back.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? We've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
I used to. are listening to Animal Voices on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, or streaming on cooperadio.org. That was Earth Song by Michael Jackson, a song that definitely inspired me to think more on, about the bigger picture regarding environmentalism and animal rights at large. It was a song that I listened to a lot before going vegan, and then when I did listen to it after, it sort of connected all these different things that I was never even thinking about before. So, yeah, it really opened up my eyes even wider than they've been opened after I decided to think more about what I was putting in my mouth and wearing and that kind of thing.
Hmm. And yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's hear from Paul McCartney. This is a song called Off the Ground, Looking for Changes. It's a song that's against vivisection or animal testing.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney, we heard Skinny Puppy. Skinny Puppy is actually a Vancouver-based industrial electronic band, and that song was a single called Testure, kind of a combination of the words test and torture. It's an anti-vivisection song, really powerful lyrics there.
Yeah, some intense lyrics for sure.
Can you share some of that?
Yeah. Conscious of the pain, pass off as humane. White coat seems so clean, most dirt bleached out of greed. Emphasis on money, new disease every day. End is seen and coming. Research turns its back to gain.
And actually, the album that song is off is called Vivisect. And thanks to Jackie for that one. Jackie is an organizer with Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs gives free food to people in need, to activists, to they were recently up on Burnaby Mountain feeding the activists there who are trying to protect the mountain from the pipeline. They try to do like weekly or maybe bi-weekly feedings, and they are totally open to volunteers, and that's something I've always wanted to do. So I want to, now that I'm back in the city, I want to get more involved with Food Not Bombs. There's a group on Facebook, I think. You could just search for Food Not Bombs Vancouver and get in touch with Jackie to get cooking. Oh yeah, then we heard Don't Kill the Animals by Nina Hagen and Lena Lovitch. That song's from 1988. I love the video for that song, Don't Kill the Animals. It's really funny. And, I mean, even though it's a really serious issue, obviously, they have this really eccentric, irreverent attitude. And I like how they kind of tie in sexual and spiritual liberation at the end of that song, kind of some advice on how to live. What's the alternative? Why are we...
I think it's important, too, to not be so serious all the time. I think that's what sort of puts a lot of people off from the movement a bit, because it's kind of overbearing, and a little bit of humor, I think, will, you know, lighten it up a bit and maybe invite more people to come on in.
We're going to hear from a band called Rise Against, a song. It's kind of a bit of like a hardcore punk. I'm not good with like genres, but I will tell why I'm playing that song. This is a song suggested by Tommy Knowles. He's with the Wildlife Defense League, and he talked recently. He shared a bit of his reflections on how he got into listening to hardcore music, and here's his story. 3.5 years ago, I flew across the world to campaign with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society against the exploitation of the oceans. While on board, we would listen to music as we worked. I remember the first day I heard a hardcore song and thought to myself, I can't understand a single thing they're saying. This is awful. Being the new crew member I didn't want to ask anyone to change the music, so I continued to listen. One day while I was working with my friend Giacomo, I built up the courage to ask him about hardcore music, not knowing that he sang in a band called To Kill. For over an hour, he explained the importance of hardcore music in shaping the radical animal rights movement and the straight edge movement and other social justice movements. He talked of the closeness of the community behind hardcore and how much it meant, not only to him, but to so many of the people he knew. Giacomo then played me a song, or is it Giacomo? Giacomo then played me a song called War by Other Means by a band called Trial. As I listened to the lyrics, I began to understand why these songs meant so much to the people who listened to them. The words were political and true. Rise Against. So Tommy Knowles of the Wildlife Defense League suggested that song, and he said it's because the song talks about the destruction of the earth, but also what we can do about it. It speaks to the idea that we can and must draw a line in the sand to stop the most destructive and violent machine on earth, capitalism. And from the song, the chorus is, this is a chance to set things straight, to bend or break the rules back into place. There's no middle ground, no compromise. we've drawn the line.
Criminal, I live on. Reserved for the one who destroys such a plant,
such a plant with words
to destroy a planet. A pair of wire cutters, a cage in a laboratory, a siren and an exchange, one captive for another, for someone must be caged. Incarcerate to retribute, and the point is all but lost. To plant you must first uproot. The finer points of salvation, a pair of wire cutters, a cage in a laboratory, a siren and an exchange, one captive for another, for someone must be caged. A pair of wire cutters, a cage in a laboratory, a siren and an exchange, one captive for another, for someone must be caged. Why must someone be caged? Why must someone be caged?
Set on the night of August 1st, 2003, that destroyed this nearly completed $23 million apartment complex just outside San Diego. Fire set to protest urban sprawl. By the time the fire burned itself out the next morning, all that remained was a 12-foot-long banner that read, "If you build it, we will burn it." The acronym ELF. When you saw that banner, what went through your mind?
I knew I had a problem. central organization whatsoever. It's any group of people can join together and form their own ELF group. Somebody finally had the balls to have common sense. Those three principles I just read to you from the Wikipedia page, those sound excellent. Those sound excellent. Everyone needs to be doing this. Why isn't everyone doing this? If the real goal is we have to fight back and stop the environmental destruction of the planet before it kills all of us off, or we have to stop the people who are destroying the environment before it kills all of us off, then what these people are doing is a great thing. They're doing a great thing. Mentality we have to stamp out, and it's very clear the mentality isn't going to be stamped out by asking nicely. So I say go ELF.
I think that it is a noble position to stand up in today's violent society and take an action that prevents an act of violence.
Or a gerbil or a rat.
I wouldn't choose to kill a rat just to save a person.
This is a song called Interlude of Resistance.
Look back on the struggle and ask why we didn't do more.
It's from an artist from Hamburg called Wolf Paws. And Wolf Paws says all he wants to do is spread vegan straight edge culture in his music and in his life. He fights for radical equality of all beings. On my trip recently, I had a chance to visit Hamburg and pretty much fell in love with the city. There's a really ripe culture of resistance there. And here is a song by another German artist called Berge. This one's suggested by my friend Rafa, who lives in Bern in Switzerland. And it's called 10,000 Tränen. It means 10,000 tears. It's saying that even if the world would cry 10,000 tears, we, the human race, would still not care. And we don't want to see it, and we just let it happen. Even if you don't understand the lyrics, I hope you can understand the heart of this song. May all beings be released from suffering. That's a metta prayer from the Buddha.
Seitdem ihr wisst, dass wir schweigen und uns den Tatsachen beugen, betrachtet ihr uns als den einfachsten Weg, euch etwas stärker zu fühlen und die Natur zu regieren in eurer engen und bescheidenen Welt. Wir sehen euch zu, hilflos zu. Hört endlich auf, wir sonst zugrunde gehen. Jeder Moment tut unendlich weh. Und auch wenn die Welt 10.000 Tränen weint, das ist euch egal, ihr wollt's nicht sehen und lasst es geschehen. Aus unserem blutigen Schicksal baut ihr euch selbst noch ein Denkmal, das uns ganz langsam von der Erde verdrängt. Und ihr tragt die Krone der Schöpfung, doch nur als Schmuck auf den Köpfen. Doch für das Leiden um euch rum seid ihr blind. Wir sehen euch zu, hilflos zu. Hört endlich auf, weil wir sonst zugrunde gehen. Jeder Moment tut unendlich weh. Und auch wenn die Welt 10.000 Tränen weint, es ist euch egal.
Per year slaughtered, 22 million of those pigs go straight to the trash. And 3,200 tigers live on our planet today. That's 96% less than 90 years ago. Raise your voice for the animals. That is a lovely song called Zehntausend Tränen, which is 10,000 tears, and it's about, you know, even if the world is crying, humans still aren't really caring. They don't want to see what's happening, but by not looking, they're just letting it happen. We're going to finish with one last song here. We have two more songs. This one, make sure to tune in on next Friday, January 2nd. We're going to look back on 2014 and on the Animal Voices show and what happened for non-humans across the world, and looking forward to that. This song is called A Choir of the Voiceless by an artist named Tess. That's T-E-S.
I stood with bound hands and walked other brothers and sisters and children were taken one by one, taken away and never returned, a fully welcome in a new world where they'd be free and where they'd be understood. The choir missed more voices every time. Songs they sang became less hopeful. Too often a song for another lost, replaced by sadness and emptiness in their hearts. But the snow they were running on melted and falling head and trying not to bleed under the cover of the burning forest. They try to survive and they're holding on as they're
Thanks for listening. That is it for us today. That was 2 hours of music. That's the first time we've ever done a two-hour... No. Yeah, I think that might be the first time we've ever done a two-hour show, and that's pretty much the most fun I've had on a show. I love our music shows. Please tune in next week. As I said, that's Friday, January 2nd. We're going to look back on the year, what happened for non-humans. And yeah, thanks Amir for helping today.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Ah, awesome. Yay. This is a song called Give Up the Ghost by Radiohead. Take care. Be kind to the animals.
Gather up the lost and souls in your arms, in your arms. Gather. I see.